Bar deals have begun, establishment media gloat over Trump conviction. By Wendell Hasebo on May 31, 2024. Members of the establishment media appeared enthusiastically overjoyed after a jury convicted former President Donald Trump on Thursday. The media's excitement about the conviction appears to unmask its bias towards President Joe Biden and his campaign for re-election against Trump, who leads in the polls. When there is a verdict, there is a D.C. bar special for that, Washingtonian magazine posted on Instagram. Trump guilty bar deals have begun, the publican said, touting the bars celebrating the conviction. Washington Post's columnist Ruth Marcus resoundingly approved of the conviction based on serious consideration of the evidence. Teehee stark fact that, absent a reversal on appeal, Trump is a felon. Resoundingly. On every count, she wrote. This was no split verdict. It was a devastating conclusion, reached swiftly but after evidently serious consideration of the evidence. MSNBC's Rachel Maddow exclaimed the verdict is irreversible and reminded the audience she counted the deliberation hours down until the jury reached a verdict. Listen, it's a unanimous jury verdict, unanimous on all counts, she exclaimed. This is a definitive and, you know, this is an irreversible verdict. He can appeal. I'm sure he will appeal. But this is everything that the prosecution asked for. From a jury that by all counts took this thing very, very seriously. We counted the deliberation hours down here. Related, Rachel Maddow, Trump jury should be thanked and protected. CNN legal analyst Norman Eisen penned an opinion article that proclaimed the verdict was just an appeal of justice. Trump verdict keeps this bedrock American ideal alive. He characterized Justice Juan Merchan as a judge of extreme professionalism and suggested he did a good job. Related, Norm Eisen, would be special treatment if Trump not sentenced to prison. The enormity of Trump being finally held accountable by a jury of his peers after so many allegations resonates across the nation and around the world, he concluded. It's a majestic day, former U.S. attorney and frequent MSNBC guest Harry Littman exclaimed. We've been holding our breath as a country for a long time waiting for the cavalry to arrive in the form of the rule of law, and it did arrive. The verdict is a miracle is too strong a word, Littman claimed, but was really a day for celebration. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.